Blog Talk Radio.
Man, we got, it's going to be an exciting season, an exciting show. As you know, you and I know, we got some pretty big things planned for about the next month. Then, man, what a hiatus. You and I talk every day. Not a day goes by that you don't mention to me how much you miss the show and miss Thursdays. At first, you know, it was a good little break, but man, I grew to miss it real fast. Our Thursdays are not complete without the Rated R Wrestling Podcast.
Or the Open Talk Radio family and fans, because we love every part of the Open Talk Radio. It's a food chain over here, man. We love each other. Greg, brothers, we've been brothers for almost 3 years, and couldn't have asked for a better brother to do this podcast with. That's why we did what we did last season. We teamed up, and we killed the game, and we're going to continue to kill the game, and we do it all because of the fans of Open Talk Radio, and we do it with our family over there, over here at Open Talk Radio. And you're right. I was excited. I've been doing my Jodeci thing. I've been feeling to be back on the show so much, man. And it drives me crazy. It drives me crazy. And it's just like, man, I told Martez and I told you the other day, man, I just missed the show. I missed the fans. I missed everything about this. I've been missing it. I've been feeling, and I'm ready, and I'm ready for the season. I'm ready for tonight. It's just going to be an exciting show. But we need to take a moment of silence for our fallen brother.
Yeah,
Jordan,
you mentioned
Gardner,
the Open Talk family. You mentioned the Open Talk family, man, and that really makes you feel about, you know, the real reason, you know, and that's why we gotta love each other. You know, live every day like it's your last. If you love somebody, tell them before you hang up. Give them a hug before you, you know, leave them. You never know when the last time you're gonna see somebody or talk to somebody is, man. We lost a family member here for Open Talk 313 The Flash.
Yeah, most definitely. Brother Martez, is there anything you want to say about Mr. Jordan Garber, if you're there?
Yeah, can you guys hear me? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when I did Wrestle Talk in the D yesterday, I spent about 10 minutes on it. It really shocked me, you know, because we talk frequently. And when I found out he passed away, it shocked me. It's never a good feeling when you find out somebody passed away, but there were so many great things that he wanted to do with us this season. He became a good friend of mine, as he did with you all. He was a good man. Obviously, I didn't know him personally. I didn't know him in his personal life like that, but I knew him as a colleague, and we were growing to be friends. And I'm just saddened by it, deeply saddened by it, because he was a good dude. He's a really good dude, but you never know what people are going through. So I'm going to miss him.
Right.
We're going to miss him, and we will never forget him here.
And again, we dedicate our show to Jordan Garber tonight. In the memory of him, man, we're going to go on. We're going to try to enjoy ourselves, and we're going to promote wrestling. Jordan, man, you'll be missed.
Jordan Garber was doing actually a lot. Jordan Garber was doing a lot of stuff, and he was, man, I'm going to stay well-connected in the business. And Jordan Garber was just a great person. Like, we reached out to each other over the summer. He was going to do my Deathmatch podcast also, and I got to do his show, Jordan Garber Now. And it was just such a great thing. We talked about wrestling like no other man. And like, you know, Martez said, I didn't know him personally, but the moments that I did talk to him and stuff were special. They were about wrestling, and man, did that guy love the game. He loved it doing the podcast. He rapped, he wrestled, man. Jordan Garber was the triple threat of the wrestling world.
I agree, man. And much like yourself, man, like, there are certain people that eat, sleep, and breathe this business, and it's not a lot of people really like that, you know, especially when you're doing this for no money. I mean, I hate to put people's business out there, but some of us, we really are passionate about this. This is our life, and that was Jordan. Like, this was his life, and he had great things in store, and he was already doing great things.
Most definitely. I remember, that's definitely way too soon. And I remember when we did the debate show, he was on there when I started off here. It was him.
Yep.
It was Al Miller. Such man. And they kind of like made me almost tongue-tied sometimes when I was talking wrestling, man, because they know what they're talking about, you know?
Yeah.
But that's what the debate show is about, you know? But they put up a debate, but they, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we all, like you said, we love this business. That's why we can sometimes tongue-tie each other and make people say, wow, because there's some parts of the business that a lot of people don't know about. Like I love deathmatch wrestling. Everybody should know that by now. If you didn't know that all season, listen to the last season, how much I love deathmatch wrestling. Oh, man, I can't wait till Horse ends and be able to come back because, man, I will be there. Horse Land, man, oh, just Jesus Christ. I can't wait to do it, but I wish,
I think,
you know,
that's part of what makes us such a good team.
Sure.
I'm more of a wrestling purist fan, and I enjoy deathmatch wrestling and appreciate it for what it is—a separate genre. And you know, what I mean, I like it different than but you know, we like all kinds of wrestling and have our, you know, personal favorite genres, and we don't feel the same about every single thing that's going on. We don't like the same stuff necessarily, you know? I mean, a lot of times we do, but we have different opinions on things.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, let me talk about another win for over here at Open Talk Radio, The Flash and 313 and the Rated R Wrestling Podcast over here. If you don't mind, my brother, Greg. Both announce it, but a match that was announced on last season of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313, the Monroes are looking to face off for DBA's 25th anniversary in July of him being in the business. Such a great man DBA is, because that match versus the OG LAXs is going to happen here in Michigan. And that match was made right here. Brother Greg, help me out. Where was that match made?
On the
right
Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast.
Oh, yeah. That match happening.
You mentioned earlier our fans. I was going to give a shout-out to our biggest fan, Jason. You know who you are, brother.
Jason Powell, what's going
on? I know he didn't miss it, but in case you missed it and you hear us now, here's what happened. We had Hernandez on, and we brought up, you know, the local area, and he specifically mentioned he wanted to fight DBA, and I mentioned, you know, how he was undefeated in Fans Bring the Weapons, and he said, I want him and Fans Bring the Weapons. He said, actually, I want him and his son, Fans Bring the Weapons, against LAX. So then we had DBA on. Later in the season, we let him know. DBA informed us that July was his 25th wrestling anniversary and that he would like to have that match for his 25th anniversary. And he announced it here yesterday or the day before. And, man, I was completely marking out like, man, that's a match.
Yeah. But that's not the first match that was made on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. That's not the first match,
no,
man.
But it's the biggest.
We got a notch, whatever you want to call it, for making matches on this show. We did the Capital Vices, AEW's Capital Vices, versus PWA's former PWA's tag team champions, Peter B. Beautiful and Percy Drew, Hot and Beautiful.
A long time ago, because it's stupid.
Yeah, they made it clear. We had Rivera on, you know, and he put him on the spot. The Vices put him on the spot. He said, sign on the dotted line. And, man, they did. And, you know.
And they did.
Capital Vices, who you're going to see them here or hear them here in a couple of weeks. They're coming back.
Capital Vices will be making a return.
Yeah, we ain't putting the poster out there. So that's a listener exclusive for you right there. Little spoiler for you.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks, you heard it here first. Capital Vices will be making their return to Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash.
On January the 28th at 6:30 p.m.
Oh, you're
going to
put the whole date out there.
That's what we're
going to see
it's
somebody
what
else.
We do.
Well, I'll save it, but, you know, well, we have plans for another AEW superstar in the meantime, so don't miss it, man. That's next week. That's a little spoiler for you. Promotional material to come.
Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys are in the virtual studio, but we already have three callers on the line.
We actually, I have Alex Nabiev. I got to finish putting him through. To give you a little background, Alex Nabiev, he's an international sensation. I believe he'll be our first international interview. He is in Russia,
and
he is the most sought-after deathmatch wrestler in the United States. Matt Tremont said he would train him for free at H2O if he just got here, and it's a work in progress, working on getting him a visa and getting him to the United States so he can become a part of our deathmatch scene. Alex Nabiev, who right now it is in the middle of the night. It's almost 3 o'clock in the morning, Russia time.
And
Alex Nabiev has stayed up all night to be a
guest to do this interview.
On the podcast here. Just give me 1 second, Dede. I'm going to try to get him on the line.
Awesome.
All right, let's do it.
And Dede, just to let you know, we do have three callers, but they can wait till the interview is over if you want.
I mean, either that or, I mean, you can let them put them on the line until our interviewee gets on the line. It doesn't matter here. We're on the radar.
Right.
We do what we do.
We have a new caller, Brandon, and we have Jason, and we have Gina. Which one you want me to go to first?
Oh, man, we got to go. I mean, that's a hard one, man, because Jason's our number one fan, man, but we got to get new people in, so bring on the new caller. Bring on Brandon.
All right, Brandon is on the line.
Okay. Yes, I'm a newcomer to the show.
How's it going, Brandon, man? Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, man.
I'm
a Southwest Texan, Dede Cruz, my brother Greg.
Huh?
Yeah, man. What did you want to talk about? You want to talk about wrestling? You want to talk to our interviewee, Mr. Alex Nabiev?
I wanted to talk wrestling. I just had one question. I was in the house pondering on this question. I just want to ask this one question.
All right, what's that, buddy?
What would you guys give the most influential wrestler of all time? Who would you guys say is the most influential wrestler of all time, if there is one?
Oh, man. Oh. You know what? I'm not going to lie. To me, I'm going to say Dwayne The Rock Johnson for me, man. I'm not going to lie. Because The Rock started from nothing with $14 in his pocket when he got booted from the NFL, man. He had eviction notice on his door. He had the choice to either sit and fold or become one of the most electrifying men in all of entertainment. The most paid, high-paid actor of all, you know, the highest paid actor in all of entertainment.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? And he's always giving you, you know, if you follow Dwayne on Facebook, man, he's always giving inspirational speech, or he's always trying to give, you know, confidence to people, or, you know, he's always trying to give to people, or, you know, with his new tequila line, you know, he takes care of his workers that are working for him over there in Mexico. He's got a fine distillery going over there, man. So I'm going to say The Rock for me, man. I don't know about anybody else, but that's for me.
Okay. Thank you. That was one of the main questions I wanted to ask. Now I just want to.
What about you? What about you? Who's your? Who's the?
I was really in a toss up between The Rock and Stone Cold, just off the base of the fact I love Stone Cold. Real, I love him a lot, but I want to say The Rock or Stone Cold.
Okay, yeah, I can totally agree with that. If there was number two, you know what I'm saying, which, you know, in this business you can't, you know, it would be Stone Cold for me. But, you know, stay tuned to the show, man. You're going to like what you hear. We got an interviewee, man. His name is Alex Nabiv, match wrestler, man. He's one of the most hardcore people. He's in Russia, man. It's 3 in the morning over there. He's taking his time staying up and
hit him up
to
on
the show,
Facebook,
man. And if you want...
Alex Nabiv, Nabiev. He hit him up on Facebook, man. Check out his shit. He's always putting out full matches and promos. He's working on some merch, getting it out there. He's about to find somebody to print it up for him. The merch is coming. Alex Nabiev, man, is, I said, the most anticipated deathmatch superstar in the United States. You know, check out Deathmatch Elite. It's a great group. You know, join up. They share a lot of stuff, and you'll see him on there. He's very active, very interactive with the fans. Man, also one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, but fucking crazy this guy is, man. This guy lit a firecracker in his ass cheek last year. He does some stunt videos that you can catch on his YouTube, too. He's going to, you know, tell us where you can find that stuff. But
okay. Sounds like a plan.
Well, stay tuned, brother, and you'll enjoy the show.
Okay.
Appreciate
okay,
you, man.
So I got Alex here. He's Alex Nabiev, and Alex, say hi. Let's see if they can hear you. If I got this good enough.
What?
I can't hear him.
Where? Can you hear him?
I don't. I'll do it again. Kind of.
Okay. Alex, you're on with us, man. Can you hear Alex? Day-Day?
Hold on, I'm trying to... Hold on, let me... Hold on.
Go ahead. What's going on, Alex? How's it going, buddy? Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. So, man, we here at 3 o'clock in the morning over there, and we appreciate you taking your time and taking the invitation to come on to the show.
So,
go ahead.
Go ahead, Alex.
Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, and man, you are such you're one of those guys that's always very interactive.
I'm getting
a little bit of echo from you, Day-Day.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, you're definitely one of those guys that's very interactive with all the fans that, you know, in the deathmatch groups and, you know, on the internet. And that's, I think, what's made you so sought after here and why everybody, you know, wants to see you here so much, that everybody knows who you are. You've done such a great job of promoting yourself through the deathmatch community, you know, in America and throughout the world, that, man, everybody I know, I have thousands of friends in these groups, and we all want to see the same thing. Alex Nabiv in the United States. So who are you most excited about working for here in the States or working with?
How about it? Who in the deathmatch community or who in the deathmatch wrestling would you want to face in Michigan? We have a whole lot of people here. We got Peter B. We got Chuck Steinman. We got a lot of people over here.
Yeah, none of those guys were Russians. None of those guys were Russians.
Yeah. It's like just a gimmick.
Yeah, and I would like to clarify, he's not only a deathmatch wrestler. He does deathmatch, but he does. Yeah, he's definitely a complete pro wrestler.
So ask him, what made him choose to do deathmatch wrestling and not just say pro wrestling?
But also, I can do like tech team savage.
So are you familiar with Chuck Stein?
Of course.
They are. Yeah, he's one of our locals here. How about Peter B. Beautiful? And Jeff King?
Yeah.
Yes. Those are matches here that I would take my fucking money. Alex Navia versus any of those guys.
Tell them we always buy the wrestler beer and we smoke them out, whatever they want. Tell them to come on.
So do you be smoking weed over there in Russia?
What do you say?
You said you'll do a 2 to 5 for some weed. They don't really mess with you, say. Yeah, we are.
Whatever he wants, but whatever he wants. If he wants beer, liquor, whatever he wants, we give it to him.
Nice. They are. Yeah, we So we were talking about you. I told Briar Wellington. Do you know him from Horror Slam?
Yeah, of course.
So he's a good friend of mine, and we were talking about you the other day and how much we'd love to have you at Horror Slam.
Yep, I remember. You told me about that.
I'm very thankful to him. Great guy. The real
forever. Yes, he is. As are you. So, you got some merch coming out, huh? You got a design you got finished up? You're looking to have printed?
Yeah. I have a new print. Like, I know a girl, like, an editor, and it will be a tribute, like, From Edge, Jalen, you know, the guy, rest in peace.
Hey, ask him if he'll take ask him if he'll make a shirt out of a design if I make him a design.
Yeah, can you hear him, Day-Day?
I can't. Not really.
He can't get no louder. I can't get him any louder.
I know. No, it's fine. I'm trying. That's why I'm trying to listen in.
Yeah.
Ask him
if he'll, hang on.
Did he say that
he has a design. It's a tribute to Gigi Allen, and he's looking forward to. That's what he's trying to get printed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about me making one for him, though.
I would like to find some, like, platforms to say to print it and sell it worldwide, like, from the United. And I think I found some guy, Warno, or I don't know.
I will buy it for sure. I promise. I will be buying one. I know Dede will be buying one. You'd be surprised,
yeah,
man.
Definitely.
I think you're a bigger deal in the American deathmatch scene than you even know. Not only just with the fans, with the wrestlers too.
Yep. I know exactly who he is too. Tell him, next time don't put no firecracker in his butt crack.
Yeah, I can't believe how, you know. And you're man, do you ever sleep? So how many hours a night do you sleep?
Hell yeah. That's number one. Have drink beer and
that's
have fun
right.
is number one.
That's right. Yeah,
damn it.
I just know within the next year or so, it's going to happen. I've seen guys even that are business owners mention, you know, they'll work on getting you a visa. They'll put you to work. And, you know, it'll be awesome to see. And I can't wait. I know once you get here, I know you'll make your way to Michigan with, you know, Briar Wellington and Horror Slam. That's
yeah,
our whole
sure,
promotion.
Him versus MM3 would be a banger. Him versus MM3 would be a banger.
Yeah, are you familiar with MM3? Malcolm Monroe the Third. Yeah, he's he does some death matches,
wrestling.
But he's more of a traditional
wrestling.
Professional wrestler. Love it. You would. Yeah, I think of you. Yes. Yeah. That's my favorite wrestler. And, you know, he's local to us. And I think that's what Dede was saying, my partner, that he believes that you and MF3 would be a great match. But again, you and Briar, you and Chuck Stein, you and Peter B. Beautiful. You and Peter B. Beautiful. Well,
ooh,
man,
that would tear down the house. Make
can you imagine the sick, crazy fucking shit
that's
those guys would do?
Put Chuck Stein. Because
these are two
the
guys with no boundaries. You know what I'm saying? No
put
boundaries.
Chuck Stein in the match. Jeff King, make it a fatal four-way with Jeff King.
No, that wouldn't be as good as just two sick fucks like Alex
yeah.
and Peter. Just leave them to their own vices and their sick fucking imagination.
Yeah, you're fucking right. Yeah. Dimension. Chaos.
Can you imagine?
Dimensional chaos. Oh, my God. Carnage. Fucking carnage, dude.
Yes.
Insane death match.
No,
bloody
absolutely.
War.
Yeah.
That would be a fucking
yeah.
bloodbath.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make that match on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast right now. When stuff happens, Alex Nabeev versus Peter B. Beautiful.
Well,
let's make that happen. That's what I'm saying. When it's all over, when we get them into America,
hey.
we'll make it happen.
Say it again, Alex. Yeah. All those things. He's, you know, razors, light tubes. He's, Yeah, he's already got a list of toys to bring for the occasion.
Shit, I already know it. And guys, man, I'm ready to see that bloodbath. You know, Greg, you know how I am about my deathmatch. You know how I am. I love deathmatch. You know, Tom, I'm going to be the one to record that motherfucker. I want to be the one to
record
that.
Yeah, we'll definitely record that. Post it on the Deathmatch 313 Wrestling Podcast on YouTube.
Yes, sir. My wrestling podcast, Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 channel on YouTube. Check it out. Like, share, and subscribe, man. It's a guy Horror Slam. We got another promotion. And we got Mickey Knuckles versus Peter B. Ask him about Mickey Knuckles if he knows who Mickey Knuckles is.
Yeah, how about Mickey Knuckles? Have you seen her?
Tell him to check it out on the Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast. Tell him to leave a, tell him to subscribe and leave a message, dude. Tell him if he could do that.
Can you hear him, Dayday?
I can't really. That's what I'm trying. I'm trying to listen in. That's what I'm trying to listen.
Yeah, he said that's his favorite female wrestler. He loves Mickey Knuckles.
Tell him to check out that match. Tell him to subscribe and tell him to leave a message. Or a comment.
Yeah, they subscribe. We have the Peter B. Beautiful Mickey Knuckles from TKW, their death match, their no rope death match. It's on the Deathmatch 313 Wrestling Podcast. So, Alex, what's your
podcast.
YouTube channel?
I have a little
bunch
on YouTube, but it's not like my channel. My YouTube supplied on YouTube channel, Hardcore Wrestling. YouTube supplied is on, like, NSW channel, GW, like, Gorgeous Super Wrestling channel. You can find my mark. That's why I'm going to Alex Media, Deathmatch, or Alex Media, Versus, and, like, Red Center, that's all, like, type of, like, Alex Media. That's cool. You can find a lot of stuff pretty much inspired by it. It's my Facebook page. And also, I have channel with my son, like, my friends, on and that channel phone are you can find that channel on my page too as well.
Awesome. So go to Alex Nabib's YouTube channel, or I'm sorry, Facebook page, and you'll find links to all those channels where you can find all his content. You know, there's stunt videos, he's done some of those, and obviously lots of matches. The guy, man, it seems like a lot of wrestling is going on there in Russia. Actually, we lost our call there.
Oh.
But
damn.
There you have it, man. Alex Nabeev, that for some reason today the audio was not very loud. We did a test call. It was quite a bit louder. Thought it would work this way, but I'd like to talk to him again, and obviously once
he comes
to America,
for sure. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, you're there? Okay. But yeah, man, I wish I could have heard him more too, but, I mean, it's international, what do you expect, you know? And then he stayed up in he took the time to do what
good
he did,
time.
You know what I'm saying? So we're at least grateful for that. He took the time and the invitation and stayed up late until 3 a.m.
When I asked him, we started trying to figure out the time difference. And, like, okay, what time is it there right now? What time is it here? We're like, okay. I'm like, dang, dude, that's like 2:30 in the morning. He's like, it's okay. Just tell me when. I'm like, okay.
But them Russian, you know,
so I really wanted
Russian
to get him on early.
Like that. Not like that, but they stay up.
He
late
said, fuck
stuff.
It, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
That guy. Fuck it, dude. That's the way some people are.
Yeah, he said, that's why he's trying to get his merch going. He said, he isn't working a day job right now. Gives him a lot more time to drink beer and party.
I'm gonna
and you need beer money. So
that's he mentioned, he's like, yeah, I'm hoping people buy it. Like, dude, that post that where he was asking, he's like, I got a design. I need somebody to print it besides Pro Wrestling Tees. Any suggestions? Dude, there's like hundreds of reactions and, you know, comments. Like, yeah, that shirt ain't gonna last long, and I will have one when he comes here, and he will be here. Trust me.
He will.
Matt Tremont himself reached out and said, you know, I want to train you. He sees the potential. He knows that, you know, the guy be a huge star here. And again, like you said, he can do comedy bullshit, tag team match, whatever you want him to do. I have seen him in matches that weren't death matches, but his best stuff is the death match. And as he said, and you ask the question a lot of times, which we didn't get an opportunity to ask him, but I guess we didn't have to because he kind of answered it. What made you choose deathmatch wrestling over other wrestling, over, you know, regular wrestling? Some guys say, you know, they consider themselves pro wrestlers. He said he fucking loves deathmatch wrestling. So there's that answer.
That's where his passion is. Yeah. That's how some wrestlers, deathmatch wrestlers, do what they. That's why they do what they do, even if they don't make that much money. You know what I'm saying? They do it because they love it. You like you said, we got guys like Jeff King, we got Chuck Stein, we got Peter B. Beautiful, and we got the other deathmatch wrestlers that challenge for that deathmatch championship. It's because they love what they do. They can be pro wrestlers.
Those three guys
do,
will tell you that they are professional wrestlers, though. I would not say any of them. So, coming up at TKW in this deathmatch tournament just announced today, Mickey Knuckles, Alex Nabeev's favorite female wrestler, is going to be she's going to be part of the tournament. I misread the post. I thought she was entering the women's tournament, but no.
No, she's in. Yeah, she's in that tournament. But yeah, man, it's gonna be a great tournament, also. But yeah, man. Do we have any callers on the line that want to get on, Martez?
Yes, sir. We have Gina and we have Jason.
Jesus.
Come on, we gotta talk to Jason.
Yeah, we got Jason. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Jason is coming on the line right now.
Nobody except maybe Day Day has anticipated the return of the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast more than Jason Powell. Our biggest fan.
We love
and
you.
I will put,
we love you so much,
I will
brother.
Say that any day. Nobody even close, dude. I mean, we got friends of the show. We got Zeke. Gina is probably number two. Our number one fan, Jason.
Jason Powell.
Woo, woo, woo.
Welcome
you know
to the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast, brother. I'm sorry about the finale.
Opener.
I'm sorry we never got you on. That's why you had to be the first one on today, man. You waited a long time, and we never got
just
you
on.
On I apologize.
We love you, brother.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good.
You gotta know, man, we appreciate our fans, especially our passionate fans like you.
What did you guys think of AEW's tribute to Brody Lee?
I loved it. Completely the best. The best tribute I've ever seen in my life.
To anything. There couldn't have been done any better.
Not even Owen Hart's touched it. I'm sorry. Rest in peace, Owen Hart, but not even he touched it.
Benoit had a pretty good tribute show, too, honestly. And it was kind of the same format. The Owen one was beautiful. The Benoit one was good. People don't like to talk about it, but there's never been a more fitting with his son there. It was kind of predictable, all of the Dark Order guys going over, but had to be that way. It was all about Brody and his legacy, which is his son and his family.
They retired
and anybody just like Owen Hart will tell you, he was a family guy first, above all things. And, beautiful tribute show.
Yeah, I agree.
And what do you guys think about The Miz entering the Royal Rumble?
To be honest, The Miz, I mean, they wanted the closest he's ever going to get is the mid card. I mean, I like The Miz. Don't get me wrong. He's a good character.
I
like. No.
I very much disagree, dude. That guy made the Intercontinental Championship the most prestigious fucking championship in WWE. When he was the champion a couple of years ago, the way he carried himself and carried that title, and they were letting him win matches.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, but the championship don't mean anything anymore right now. You know, The Miz is a great wrestler. Like I said, I love The Miz.
The Miz made the belt. He made a mid-card title the most prestigious title in WWE. The guy should make the belt, and The Miz can make the belt, and he gets unfair comparison because he was the champion before he was ready. He wasn't a believable champion. It was fucking stupid that he ever got near the belt in that career. Now, I guess he's transitioning. He transitioned to something else with Morrison, but I think Miz should have came out of the Intercontinental Championship picture and right into the world title picture, put the fucking belt on him. He should have won
you.
The
Look,
money
listen,
in the bank in
listen,
that era,
listen.
But the Miz can be a believable champion. It would be sweet if he found a way to win the Royal Rumble and hold the money in the bank briefcase. It would. But, yeah, I disagree that he's a mid-card act. He is. He has shown that he can be the guy.
Look, I didn't say he was a mid-card act. I said they're going to treat him. The closest he's going to get is to the mid-card.
They put the belt on him 10 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. That's when I love The Miz starting in that era, to be honest. Or when he first won
Me
the Intercontinental
too.
Title,
I couldn't
I'm not
stand
lie.
Him. I started to appreciate him because I appreciate wrestling for what it is and the character. I'm talking about the guy who called out Daniel Bryan. Like, he should have. But he can be, and I think he will be. They put the money in the bank on him. They admitted, which Otis should have never been anywhere near that fucking briefcase.
No. I like Otis, you know, but the thing is,
what I
talk
about will never be more than a mid card act. Otis.
Yeah, but like
He's
I said,
group.
WWE
the comedy
if,
act.
Look, if the Miz wasn't paid so much, I bet you I'm pretty sure if AEW threw him more money, he would leave WWE and be a fucking main eventer in AEW.
Bro, AEW can't offer that fucking TV show. WWE got him that. Man, them Kardashian motherfuckers live fat off that fucking reality TV loop, bro. You know what I'm saying? Him and Maurice got that reality TV loop that he ain't going nowhere away from WWE. And he wouldn't have a show if he didn't sell shit. You know what I mean? That's why I believe they could put the belt on him. I really do. There ain't... How many mid-card acts have had their own fucking reality show, you know?
Yeah. Like I said, you're right about that, but I'm just saying, the WWE is not going to put the WWE championship. That's my whole point. Is they're not going to put the WWE championship
on him. I think they
will. Probably not because he got the money in the bank back in his possession, but I'm just saying, it's not going to be a long run.
It could be, man. That show gets ratings, and they're desperate for ratings. I really think they could. And I've believed it since. That's why I couldn't believe they did all that for him to fail cashing in. That's why I actually liked that they were like, there was a technicality. You know what I mean? He gets the briefcase back. I love it, dude. I hope he fucking gives Goldberg the skull-crushing finale.
Yeah. After Goldberg wins it, but Goldberg's going to be the oldest WWE champion if they do it. We're hogging all this topic, and Jason's the one that brought it up, dude.
It's his topic. He asked us.
Right. Well, yeah, but...
Did you get your answer and all that, bud?
Yeah.
Now, what do you guys think about them bringing back, like, Adam Pearce for a title match against Roman at the Rumble?
Okay. Fucking terrible. That's trash.
Nobody knows
who Adam Pearce is. No, our audience, the American fans, other than the hardcore, like, indie fans, Ring of Honor, know who Adam Pearce
NWA.
Is. And that's what I'm saying, but the WWE universe, as they call them, don't know Adam Pearce. I think this is stupid. I think it's a waste. I think it's a throwaway storyline that never should have happened. As I'm reading, like, The Rock is unavailable. Like, that match can't happen. Like, it's dumb, dude. I mean, all the talent they have, and they're going to put – which, again, Adam Pearce, especially 10 years ago, could have had a great match with a Roman Reigns. But I think it's dumb. It could be a good match, but it's still a throwaway story. What do you think, Day-Day?
WWE is going to mess up that match. But Adam Pearce is a multi-time – NWA's World Heavyweight Champion. He has held World Heavyweight Championship gold. And to me, Greg, you remember I was telling you this the other day. I think that the NWA's championship, to me, is the most prestigious champ. Well, no, I take that back. Between that championship and the NWA or the IWGP's Heavyweight Championship are the two most prestigious championships because they're not changing hands. Hot potato, like every other championship.
Because the
IWGP Heavyweight Championship has only changed 8 times in the last 10 years, and then you got the NWA Championship where Nick Aldis has held that championship like a real champion, you know what I'm saying, like a Ric Flair, and you know he's held that championship for now over almost 400 days since he
dropped it to Cody for a cup of coffee, dude. He lost it all in, or double or nothing. Yeah, and then won it right back, like, within a month.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, he's pretty much been the champ for, like, two and a half years.
Yeah, easy. And that's what I'm saying.
But here's the thing, bro. Most of the WWE audience and demographic are not the wrestling – like, those are wrestling purist fans. Like, for instance – they bring a guy into NXT from Ring of Honor or New Japan, and the NXT crowd marched out, dude. That's why Adam Cole came out at the end of a pay-per-view and got over, and a lot of guys will tell you.
They marched out, yes, and that was in the Barclays Center. That was the Barclays Center.
But listen,
that was a takeover.
But this is the NXT audience, which is more of the indie and wrestling purist circle, which was like looking at the rating over the last few years, like a less than half of the WWE universe. I don't think the majority of the WWE universe can buy into Adam Pearce. Like, maybe 10% of the WWE universe can buy into Adam Pearce.
Well, for sure,
everybody you still have picking Adam Pearce, why don't you do somebody like, for example, sure, it's a stretch, but do, like, Kyle O'Reilly or Roderick Strong.
No, I mean...
Well, they're not on the main roster, so
What I heard is Shinsuke Nakamura is going to be the one to face, because he's got to face Jey Uso. So Shinsuke Nakamura, since he won that gauntlet match, before Roman Reigns messed it up and Jey Uso messed it up, they're going to have Shinsuke Nakamura pull what Kofi did, and they're going to have him, you know, fight his way back until maybe towards the Royal Rumble and get back into that picture. And, I mean, give Roman a fight. I heard that the WWE is going to give him a push, give him a second chance to be a main eventer in the WWE.
I would love to see. Now, why isn't it Nakamura versus Roman? That's a great match, and that match makes sense.
That's what I'm saying. They're gonna push it in because he won the gauntlet match last week on SmackDown to be the number one contender, really, until the seventh man was Adam Pearce and Roman Reigns and Jey Uso messed up for him.
The whole Adam Pearce thing from David Arquette yet.
Right, yeah, no, definitely. That's definitely, but like I said, Adam Pearce is no stranger to heavyweight championship.
Yeah, well.
He's no, I mean, I know, you know, like you said, WWE, you know,
so when
WWE
did Adam
Universe,
Pierce, when was the last year Adam Pierce wrestled in?
It was like 6 years ago.
Yeah. He hasn't even had a match in 6 years.
Yeah, but still, I mean, once wrestling, I mean, come on, let's be honest. Wrestling is, unless you were a trash wrestler, listen to me, unless you were a trash wrestler, which we know this, you know what I'm saying, because we're purists, you know, being a wrestler is like riding on a bike, you never forget, or driving a car, you never forget,
yeah.
Or doing your job.
Explain that to fucking Shawn Michaels in Saudi Arabia, dude.
Yeah, but you got to
Shawn Michaels, Saudi Arabia.
Wait,
Shawn Michaels, Triple H versus Brothers of Destruction.
No, hold on.
Listen.
Okay, but you got to think about this on how much that Shawn Michaels has done over the years since the 80s and even before that when he was in AWA.
Okay. I agree. He gets a pass because he's HBK, but it sure looked like that motherfucker forgot how to ride a bike.
Well, yeah, but you got to know age caught up with him.
Come on now.
Like it
Come on
people.
Now.
Like
did you see that match?
Yes, I saw that match. Yes, I saw that match. Easy.
Six-star classic.
Catch... This ain't no Kenny Omega match. Come on now.
He gets an extra star because he's HBK.
Okay, but listen. Hold on now. Don't clown my dog now. Come on, man. Don't do that. You already know.
Dude, he's in my top five all time.
Okay,
love
yeah,
him.
Me too. That's what I'm saying. My top three is between
was,
him, Stone Cold, and The
he
Rock.
He was my favorite wrestler when he was running with Sherry.
Definitely.
WrestleMania 9,
definitely.
Shawn Michaels.
When he was Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, dude, you see my plaque. I got the boyhood dream. I got the plaque from WrestleMania 12, signed by Shawn Michaels and numbered with a piece of the map from WrestleMania 12.
Yeah.
So if anybody gives Shawn Michaels a pass, dude, I'm with you. But he's just the first thing. That was the first thing that came to mind. This guy ain't wrestled in 6 years, dude. And I'm sure they'd work him out at the Performance Center or whatever. Knock some rust off. It wouldn't be a, you know, Goldberg Undertaker
that's
or Brothers of Destruction versus Triple H.
That's definitely what they did. That's definitely what they
there's
did.
There's no way that match can main event a pay-per-view. Like, I was like, what, with the Jey Uso match? But, dude, it told a great story, and it was a great match. I didn't love that they did that as the main event twice in a row, but I'm okay with it. It's Jey Uso, active superstar, someone that's been there, someone that works hard, should be pushed, a good talent. It worked for the storyline, how he, you know, came to, you know, get in line. But that some active member of the roster should be in that. I hope the story is swerving another way, which I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think it is. It makes sense. Yeah. Then Nakamura gets that match. This is a Royal Rumble, dude. This is one of the big four. Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series.
SummerSlam.
Those are the big four.
Yeah. Definitely. Seriously.
Yeah. And this is the road to WrestleMania begin.
It's just like my birthday. Just like my birthday. I love my birthday now. Since you always play
I love your
now.
Birthday. January 4th, Wrestle Kingdom. Never forget
Wrestle
it. The Southwest
Kingdom.
Texan Day-Day Cruz's birthday. I got a new IWGP championship for Day Day's birthday.
You did. But he also got me, hey, wait, hold on. You also got me a sweet ass sweater that you got me for my birthday.
Yeah, all Day Day got was a lousy sweater. I got the IWGP championship.
No. That's my favorite sweater now. That's my favorite sweater now, man. I was in
so you wouldn't have rather had the IWGP championship?
Nah. I'd rather have that sweater. That's my first piece of merch.
Yes. Labor of love. A shout out to Briar Wellington and Rachel Green for helping me make Day Day his Rated R Wrestling Podcast shirt. And we're going to have some t-shirts we're getting here very soon, finalizing the design. And we got a guy. Shout out to Sean Stockmeyer at Face Kicked Apparel. He's going to make our shirts. He's running a cool little deal. We just got to get our, you know, numbers together and sizes and our final design and, you know, print them up. And we have some Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast merch.
Yes, sir. Can't wait. Excited. Super excited.
Hell
so
yeah.
Hopefully here in March we got TKW coming to the to Wayne, Michigan.
Yep.
They got a deathmatch tournament going on. They're having a tournament to crown a women's champion. We got the champion Freedom Ramsey. As always, Peter B. Beautiful.
Yes, sir. That's gonna be an exciting. Yep, the Dirty White Boy. That's my dog, man. That's my dog all the way. Chuck Stein is my boy, man.
Man, that I was showing Jackson Cromie the video from Horror Slam when actually you weren't there. You were sick. I got goosebumps showing him the video because Chuck Stein lost the Loser Leaf Horror Slam to Peter B. Beautiful like a few months before, and Josh Crane backed out of Horror Slam, and so is Peter B. Beautiful. I am the provider, and mystery opponent. Well, it looked like it was going to be one-on-one, and the announcer announced it was going to be a triple threat. Soul Taker comes out. His druids are carrying the casket, stands it up. They open the door, and Chuck Stein pops out, man, and his music started playing. It was, man, quite a moment. I marked the fuck out. It was great, man. And, yeah, Chuck goes on to win the Horror Slam Deathmatch Championship. So, look forward, man, to wrestling coming back. This whole COVID thing. Fuck you, COVID, by the way. You fuck.
Fuck you, COVID.
And fuck all these new COVIDs, too.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck these mutated COVIDs.
All of it. Yeah, new COVID. We got the OG COVID. Still going around. Bullshit. Fuck wrestling up. But check it out, man. They packed 50,000 motherfuckers in the Tokyo Dome for Wrestle Kingdom. And they're saying they had no cases of COVID coming out of it. And everyone was masked. And they weren't allowed to cheer verbally, audibly. They were only allowed to, you know, clap. And if you ever watch Japanese wrestling, the fans react differently anyway. Most of the match, they're pretty silent, and they just kind of pop for spots and, you know, entrances, obviously, and finishes. But they, you know, they clapped when it was appropriate, and it was a really good show. Breyer said it broke his heart. He sent me a picture of the crowd, and he's like, man, look at all these people. It breaks my heart.
Hell, I bet.
Breyer's ready, man.
Hell,
that guy,
he's
been working his ass off. He's in the best shape he's been in since I've known him. Yeah, dude's ripped.
Yeah, he is. I love that guy. I gotta see that guy soon.
Yeah, that guy is man. Going crazy waiting for wrestling. He's just
is. You already know he loves wrestling. Wrestling is his life.
Yeah, yeah, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. So I was actually going to go over there and watch Wrestle Kingdom with him.
Oh,
they
are.
Yeah, on night two.
That would have been dope.
Yeah, it was a great show. Kota Ibushi come out both nights, got the win, defeated Naito to become the double champion and defeated Jay White. So Jay White comes out and says that he's pretty much done. He goes into New Year's Dash, actually takes the pinfall loss for his team. And in Japan, that means something. When someone pins someone's shoulders to the mat, it usually means something or it goes somewhere. It's relevant. It's kind of what AEW was shooting towards, you, I believe, using the win-loss records. So,
right.
And then, you know, he takes the loss. So, I ask you, it used to be the Wrestle Kingdom contract expired on January 4th, after the January 4th show, and WWE came in, took Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles, and Anderson and Gallows in one swoop after Wrestle Kingdom. So, they've kind of changed it, but Jay White's contract runs out this month. So,
I said
no,
all that
it's already
to say,
right now. He's,
what say
he's off,
you?
He's off the,
where do you want to see him? AEW?
Website.
Do you want to see him in NXT? Do you want to see him on the main roster? Where do you want to see the Switchblade Jay White, Day-Day?
To be honest, man, I would like to see him in AEW instead of anywhere else.
I don't think he could be a star anywhere outside NXT. He's the NXT champion, for sure. But they wouldn't know what to do with him. This is the problem. You got to take what someone's already established because that's what gave them the value you're paying for that person, you know? I think a wrestler's character should be a wrestler's character. I don't care whose fucking idea it was. You know what I mean? I don't care the name, the likeness. That's my likeness, my character. I should be able to take it wherever. I mean, it's not Batman, Superman type shit where you can just put anybody in a role. They tried that shit with Razor and Diesel. They got away with it with Doink the Clown to a point. You know, going from Matt Bourne to Ray, whatever the fuck his name was, I forget. But, you know, the bad Doink, crazy Doink to the good Doink. But you got to take their established gimmick and reputation and kind of roll that. And they kind of did with the Bullet Club and the Club. As I mean, they're doing the shit that they frown upon their guys doing when they leave, but that should be okay. I mean, even on the indies, dude, you don't see a guy with a different name at a different promotion. You might see a guy playing a face at one promotion and a heel at another, but you won't see him playing another character.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Like Suicide, when they do it in TNA, they do it with him. They had TJP.
That Switchblade character, they would never make it on the main roster, and they wouldn't know what to do with it. It could never make it. He would be mid-card at best on the main roster. NXT champion, but mid-card at best. But AEW, Ring of Honor, he comes to America.
Maybe even Ring of Honor, he could do it. Because Marty Scurll did
it. How about NXT UK? Oh,
he's a good talent, but he's just smart as Jay White.
How about NXT UK?
Maybe there, but I mean, you gotta
think again,
about
there's
it,
like,
wouldn't wanna...
he's smart enough, I would think, to know that there's nowhere really to go in that company other than that.
No, like I said, I think he would be able to, like you said, he can run an NXT. I believe he can run as NXT champion because, I mean, NXT lets the smaller guys win the championship more than the main roster. But you got to look at it. AEW is looking for fresh talent and young talent to move up in their game. So when the years come up and like almost like WCW did back in the day, you know, let me take that back. Like the WWF did back in the day.
Yeah, hey, even, you know, back then guys were Rowdy Piper, Greg Valentine came in, Greg Valentine, Hulk Hogan came in, Hulk Hogan. You know what I mean? At some point, it's like, wait, that's ours. That's our name.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. That's bullshit.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like Roddy Piper could have won with a world title run, I believe.
He's a guy though, like Ted DiBiase, that didn't need the belt, and he wasn't really chasing the belt, and he was always relevant, highly relevant.
It's like
I like what
Mr.
they did
Perfect
with him in WCW too, man. Had him chasing the belt with that, you know, never been the champion. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
It's like when they were trying to make him WWF champion, they were doing house shows. They were seeing if you know, like, remember when the house shows used to be where they could practice if somebody was going for the championship or they were testing the waters with others. You know, that's what they were doing with Mr. Perfect, and then they didn't like what the numbers were he was drawing or whatnot, so they didn't go with it.
Yeah, fuck their experimental shit on the house shows, because that's the excuse that we didn't get Flair, Hogan. Dude, so WrestleMania 8, fuck, I was, let's see,
85 was one. So I was like 11, 12, and something like that, you know. And I'm watching wrestling, and, you know, it was Flair comes in, the real world's champion. He interjects himself in the storyline with Hogan and Taker, right? Helps Taker win the belt. Then they have Tuesday in Texas, and then they vacate the belt. And it's coming down the Royal Rumble, and, you know, really, Sid had the legitimate bitch, if you remember. Sid eliminates Hogan. Hogan, like, pulls some heel shit and pulls Sid out and helps Flair win. And, you know, Savage ends up with the title shot and Sid's fighting Hogan. It's like, it was obvious from, like, day one, Flair's calling out Hogan. And that's, they said, well, we, and Bruce Pritchard said on Something to Wrestle, he's like, we tried it and it didn't get a good reaction at house shows. Like, but this is Wrestle fucking Mania, dude. Like, I was telling my son earlier, we were talking about somebody and about, some, you know, being able to wrestle. And I was like, you don't necessarily have to be a good wrestler. I'm like, dude, like, and I brought up Hulk Hogan. I'm like, dude, Hogan had a boot and a leg drop. He'd get his ass beat for 20 minutes, start no-selling some shit, hit maybe a body slam, a boot and a leg drop, dude. And I'm like, I mean, now, I've seen his shit in New Japan. Hogan actually could wrestle, chain wrestle, but he didn't. That's not what got him rich and famous. It was a promo.
Right, exactly.
But that actually, never mind. That's what we were talking about. We were talking about politics and shit, and I think it was Hitler he brought up, and he's like, how did he get in power? I'm like, he cut a good promo, bro.
I'm telling you, man, it's crazy.
A good promo goes a long way.
That's what it does. And then the promo with Andre the Giant endorsing you while you're, you know, while he's about to leave the business.
Yeah. Andre and Hogan, nobody expected a Matt Classic there. You know what I mean? We got a huge reaction, 100,000 people there to see who was going to win. And that, you know, Flair's a champion. Hogan should have, that should have been the main event of WrestleMania 8. And it would have been, you know, epic, dude. We'd be the Hoosier Dome. Yeah. I mean, Flair Savage, obviously the better match. And where they went, I think it was Hulk Hogan politics, but that's what I think happened. I think Hogan decided that he didn't want to wrestle Flair.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
A lot of that goes on. That's why Josh Crane didn't want to wrestle with Horseman because he didn't want to wrestle somebody.
Man, I'm telling you.
So hopefully soon we'll be we'll have more stuff we've seen in person to talk about, eh?
Yeah, for sure.
There hasn't been anything since October. There's some stuff planned in March. We got New Breed gonna, you know, relaunch here. Hopefully soon. There was a tentative date set, but you know, it's nothing in Michigan is in concrete, can be concrete because most of our shit's shut down. We for those of you listening that might not be from Michigan, we got no bars, we got no restaurants, we got, you know, can't really have much of a gathering. It's, you know, it's almost an ongoing joke that, you know, Thanksgiving, how many people you have? People watching their neighbors, you know, just, it's become a joke because it's still going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're going on a year since we've really had indoor wrestling. And, man, Joseph Schwartz got the Flophouse wrestling promotion going on in Indiana right over the border. And shout-out to the Pro Wrestling Edge guys, Josh.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Big Cass, Nick, and the leader, Dan Brewer.
Shout-out
to you guys, man. They're doing commentary there. Man, their shit's so good,
dude.
Check out Pro Wrestling Edge.
Pro Wrestling Edge.
Check out
Flophouse.
I'm
podding. Yeah, check out on IWTV. Check out How Swap as Fuck. You can catch the Horror Slam over there that they got over there. A few videos that they got there. You can check RPW. You can check out all of them. They're on the IWTV, $10 a month. You can catch all the independent pro wrestling you want. You know who's hot right now in the independent right now? It's actually Nolan Edwards. He left Impact Wrestling over a year ago to do he was in Impact as a producer, and he left Impact as a producer to go and just wrestle because they didn't want him to wrestle.
Man, he's been doing some crazy deathmatch shit, dude, and I've seen him in those style of matches. I told him the first time I seen him, I said, and he was right out of school, man, and I was like, dude, you'll be gone within a year. So he's like, and he kind of laughed it off, like, yeah, I hope so. I'm like, no, dude. You're really good. And he is, man. His work, his storytelling, his in-ring stuff. I mean, he's not a fucking triple backflip. No, he's a wrestler. Yeah, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Believable.
Yeah.
Awesome character. I've actually kind of seen a few different evolutions of the character. And, you know, even his time with the Dead Seven, where he was just like everybody else. He was... What the fuck was his number? I forget. But I think it was N7 or some shit. I forget. But it was. It was almost a different character. And, yeah, man, that guy's not, and he's starting to get notoriety in the deathmatch scene. He had a banger out east. They're doing some wrestling out there, man. Some wrestling's going on.
Yeah, he's doing his thing over there where he's at, man. Nolan Edwards is doing incredible things. He's a fucking great wrestler, though, man. That's all I can say.
Yeah, absolutely. The next one will be
He's even on the front of a magazine right now on the Deathmatch letter.
Yeah. So, speaking of guys
He's even about to face Atticus Colgar from 4408, from RSP's group, Atticus Colgar. It's called Pit Fighter X6 on IWTV, dude. That's about to be a banger right there. Atticus Colgar, man, he can throw down, and it's about to be a death match, too. Shit, I mean, I'm rooting for Nolan Edwards, but Atticus Colgar is a one bad motherfucker.
Yeah. Seen him at Horror Slam, man. So, speaking of guys coming from around here, getting big attention, dude, right across the state line in Ohio there with our boy Trey Miguel. Man, Zachary Wentz, Desmond Xavier from the...
Made
it to
NXT last night, buddy.
Might have known him from Impact Wrestling. They made their debut last night, eh?
Yep, the Rascals made their Impact, NXT debut. They left Impact earlier this year. Trey Miguel had reasons why he wasn't going to join WWE at the moment, but I mean, I'm pretty sure as great of a talent that Trey Miguel is, which I wish he would come to the show, but I mean, nonetheless, he's a busy man. But the doors, I'm pretty sure, are going to always be open for Trey Miguel in NXT, especially with the way the Rascals debuted last night in that match. That match was fire.
Yeah. So many good matchups. I hope they go far.
You know,
I hope they get a lot of attention. I'm glad they got a lot of attention and impact. That percentage of the WWE universe, which I think is a larger percentage. I think more NXT fans know who those guys are than don't. Even though I think on the main roster, it would be like maybe 5% would know who they were. And, you know, as far as getting on the So hopefully they go far and get noticed in the, in this Dusty Classic. And, well, I hope they stay in NXT, honestly, because I think they could be there and be a force, a presence for a while, much like the Undisputed Era has been.
Yeah, definitely. But like I said, I believe that Trey Miguel can make his way anytime that he pleases because, guess who trained with let me see, what's his name? Percy Drews. He got trained by somebody from the one of the wrestlers.
Zachary Wentz. I think it's
Zachary
Trey Miguel.
Yeah.
Skull and Bones, I think it's called.
Yeah, Skull and Bones. And if anybody that's a pro wrestler that is listening out here, that school is actually looking for people to go to that school. Impact World Champion Rich Swann trained there the other day. You got the Rascals that are train over there. Well, I'm pretty sure they're going to be busy in NXT, but their school is going to be something big. It's going to get as big, I'm pretty sure, as any of the biggest schools out there. But they're always looking.
Yeah. That's man, I tell you what, that the House of Truth would probably be my first choice.
But
my second choice, I would go to Trey Miguel's school. PPW got a good school that just north of us. Pretty really good program. But obviously
yeah.
House of Truth where it's at. Shout out to them, Truth Martini. They check it out, man.
Yeah.
If you're aspiring to be a pro wrestler, don't be a yarder, dude. Don't hurt your friends. Don't hurt yourself. Get trained. Straight up, I'll spit the number, dude. $2,400. You're properly trained by a world-renowned trainer. It's, Truth Martini. You train. You can go on their website. It's like $1,000 down, and you pay so much every Monday. They have like 3-4 classes a year. They're like 12-week classes. It's from like 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And if you pay the whole thing at once, it's like $2,000 flat. But, man, if that's your passion, $2,000 is a small price to pay, man. I mean, one neck surgery, one knee surgery, it's going to cost way more than that. So, like I said, man, if that's your dream, I wish at one point I knew that there are avenues out there and near me to get properly trained. So if you're in the Metro Detroit area and, that's your dream, man, hit up House of Truth Wrestling School. They're in Centerline, Michigan.
Yeah. But yeah, guys, after this, stay tuned for the Gorilla Position with Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. Going to be a great show. We're all opening up to the season premieres, and, man, I'm pretty sure they got as much as a great show as we have.
Yep. Yeah, that's, really going to miss Jordan Garber, man. We, just reminds me, I mean, all of our colleagues, the whole, Open Talk Radio 313, the Flash family, Martez, the Gorilla Position and the boys, Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost, always glad to, Glad to hear the guys on there talking about what they love. And Jordan Garber is going to be missed. He, sorry that he can't be with us talking about what he loves. And again, it's a reminder that we dedicate this show to him and his memory. And we're all going to keep on for you, brother.
Oh, yeah, that's most definitely. All of us have opened up later. The Flash Stream 3 are going to miss Jordan Garber. Like you said, this man, this show was dedicated to him.
Yeah, and we, man, I just remembered something else. Well, we'll save that. But hopefully here, coming up real soon, we're going to have wrestling opening up. We're going to have more guys on to promote stuff they're doing, traveling they're doing. All right, man, I'm ready for some action.
Yeah, most definitely. So tell me about it. I am too, man.
Outdoor season
way too
far away.
Yeah. And next week, guys, we got a special guest for everybody. It's going to be a treat, man. We got AEW's Ryan Rembrandt. He's going to be on the show next week, and we're going to talk to him about his journey all the way from being in the indie scene all the way to making it to AEW and see what else we got, you know what I'm saying? We're going to let him do his thing, let him promote what he's going to do, and we're going to let that be him. So
yeah, that
guys,
yeah,
this was
gonna be fun to hear his journey, you know, to AEW.
Oh yeah, that's most definitely, man. I'm really excited. I'm ready to hear his whole story, how he made it all the way to AEW. That's
I'll tell you, I said it last year, and I still think, like, at this point, guys' goal is AEW more so than anything else. I think most guys would take a signing at either Impact, Ring of Honor, any of those places, but I think AEW is the goal for a lot of guys.
It's a pinnacle now. It's a pinnacle on
what
WWE used to be. Yeah, because AEW is what WWE used to be in somewhat form and way, because everybody's pinnacle now is to want to be a part of AEW, not WWE, because WWE is like really running their stuff to the ground.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. Wrestling fans suck. Oh, wait, you know what I mean? You got AEW marks, like, and WWE marks arguing all the time.
They're arguing about the same thing. It's like they're arguing about the same thing, but you got Sting in AEW being a legend, taking the spotlight from the Young Talent, then you got Goldberg going for the WWE Championship at the Royal Rumble. You know, they're complaining about apples and oranges when it's the same difference, just different products, slaps a different name on it.
All right, you can say that when Sting starts wrestling.
I'm
one
say that because
I don't
he's
take
gonna,
one
he's
side
wrestle.
Or the other. Actually, I do take one side. WWE's trash. Their stories suck. They're, you know what I mean? They're in-ring shit. They're like, all right, do this, then do this, then do that. You know what I mean? We're seeing a lot of the same match. A lot of guys aren't being allowed to really. So I don't really care to watch it. It's not as must-see or, like, you know, if I know what happened, I don't need to watch it. But it's like the other products, NXT, AEW, like, wow, did you see this match? That was a good match. If not, I'm like, wow, did you see that Adam Pearce is going to challenge for the WWE Championship? Like, no, thank God I didn't waste 2 fucking hours of my life watching that. You know what I mean? But, you know, I don't know. I guess how to talk, you know, it's same old song and dance that everybody's saying. I mean, the people or person making the final decision aren't making the best decisions for the people that want to watch this stuff, and their ratings are reflecting that.
Right, most definitely. But, yeah, guys, like I said, we're running out of time. Stay tuned for the Gorilla Position with the Macho Ghost and Steve Aarons right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. This was the season opener, season premiere for the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. We love you guys. We missed you guys. This is Southwest Texan. My brother, Greg DeMarc. We'll catch you guys next week.
Thank you.